text Kelly, if jazz can be a nightmare, GPs do not help at all. The patients have to be aware and keep at it. I can understand why people walk away, but as it is your right at, keep at it. That's what Lynn says. Thanks, Lynn. 0467922684 is our text. Now, while we do talk health matters, it's 13 past 9 ABC New England Northwest. It appears the Glen Innes community has had a bit of a win. You might recall a couple of weeks ago, the community was talking about its push for a helipad that might help. They were pointing to the experience of Gyro just down the New England Highway about it, and the member for the Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, said he was trying to support the community's campaign to establish the helipad at the hospital. The community's been raising money for at least 2 years. They were a bit shocked to find a study commissioned by Hunter New England Health had put the cost at around $600,000, although a helipad at Gyro had only cost $100,000. So they've been busily raising money. They've raised over $80,000 for the construction, and Adam Marshall has been in conversations about the issue. Good morning, Adam.
G'day, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I guess the background is kind of there. What's happened in the last week or two? Have you had any luck?
Kelly, since I last spoke to you, I think it's Jen, I've been having a lot of meetings, a lot of discussions, particularly with Hunter New England Health. I mean, at the time, this issue's been going on for quite some time. As you correctly say, the community, the typical Glen Innes fashion, has been hugely supportive, raising, as you said, around $80,000. And there's around $40,000 pledged if we get the green light to go ahead. So the community, as I've said consistently to Hunter New England Health, get out of the way. This community will build the thing themselves. They will raise the money. Just we need the planning work to be done. And Hunter New England Health say that it's not a clinical priority, so they're not going to do the design plans. Not going to fund the cost of doing the design plans themselves, which is about $20,000. So I said to Hunter New England Health, and I put the acid on, saying, well, look, if I find the money as the local MP, will you do the plans then? And I've now got an agreement from Michael DiRienzo, who's the CEO of the Hunter New England local health district, that if we can find the $20,000, they will actually do the design work. Initially, the attitude of the health district was, oh, well, let's just take $20,000 out of that $80,000 that the community raised and use that to do the planning. And I said, absolutely no way. That money that's been raised by the community should rightly be spent wholly on building the helipad, because that's what people have donated the money for. I'm working now on getting that $20,000. I've had a few meetings last week when Parliament was sitting, got some good hearings, and I'll be on the case again next week, and hopefully we'll have some news either way very shortly. But I'm absolutely determined to get this thing done. This is an example of a community actually wanting to do something for itself, and I can't believe that anyone would want to get in their way. But I'm going to make sure it happens.
So that $20,000 that they've now committed to you, is that enough for the full study, or do you need more?
No, I've asked them for that. I said, I don't want to say that there's 20 required for this, and then you need another 10 for that before the community can get on and build the thing. But no, they said $20,000 will be enough to actually get all the experts they need to do the design plans. And just so people are aware who aren't aware of the situation at Glen Innes District Hospital, the hospital is built up on a hill, so the helipad, there's going to be some earthworks required and some clearing of some trees and moving of electrical sort of infrastructure to make way for the helipad and the lights and everything associated with that. It's not as simple as just putting a concrete slab down. Everyone acknowledges that, but gee, this process has been more difficult, Kelly, than it should have been. I mean, you've got a community that wants to build a helipad, it'll pay for it itself. I would have thought anyone would have been jumping at the opportunity saying, yes, we will help you, but anyway, we'll get there, and I'm absolutely determined we'll get it done.
All right, so from your point of view, what's the timeframe now? What are your hopes for timeframe?
Well, I'm hoping within the next few weeks to hopefully be able to say that we've had a bit of a win and secured. I've managed to squirrel $20,000 out of a minister here and a minister there to essentially pay Hunter New England Health District to do the design work for the helipad. And as I said, we've got Parliament sitting again next week, and I'll continue the discussions that I started last week when Parliament was sitting, and I've been in constant contact with Jan and Elizabeth from the hospital auxiliary, and they've been terrific. So really like spearheading this campaign, and as I said, the community's really got behind this, and hopefully very soon we'll have some good news, but I'm definitely going to keep plugging away on this until we get it.
Alrighty. Adam Marshall, thank you for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. That's the man for the Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall. 18 past 9, we've been talking a bit about IPTAS this morning, and Karen's let us know. She's actually had a really good experience with IPTAS. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Can you tell us a bit about your experience?
Yes, I had four trips down to Newcastle.